We're back on Infinity Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear in studio. City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m. at City Hall. You can also stream that online, cityofmhk.com/TV, or on their Facebook page, City of Manhattan, and Cox Cable Channel 3 as well. Coming up tonight, item B is having to do with the North Campus Corridor around Kansas State University.
It is. This is really our Western Gateway approach to the North Campus Corridor. We've been doing a little bit of work out there on College Avenue with underground utilities, specifically there in front of the soccer stadium and also the baseball stadium, and that work is continuing. It's part of it was initial phase of this particular project. This is the rest of that project, focusing primarily on the intersection of College and Kimball. It will call for complete pavement removal and replacement and widening. Basically, you're going to have six lanes on Kimball, so double turn lanes, double left-hand turn lanes, and two through lanes there on Kimball, and then longer left-hand turn lanes on College, both on the south and the north legs. The pavement improvements stretch from essentially where the hospital entrance is west of that intersection to the west stadium parking lot entrance on the east, and then back basically past the hospital on the College and then to the north for several hundred feet. This is in addition to the pavement improvements, it's a fairly high accident area. Both of those operate at a level, service level D or F in certain situations. And so it'll be a big traffic improvement. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Kimball Avenue between College and North Manhattan actually was in the county. And were four-way stops at that intersection at Denison. And over the years, we've basically done a little bit of improvement at the intersections and put the traffic signals in. But the pavement's deteriorating rapidly. And so we're going to have a high cost to at least replace pavement. But the whole point of the North Campus Corridor is to really focus that area as an economic development driver in that corridor and create amenities. So that's why the university has pledged through the City University Fund up to $10 million. The athletic department has pledged $3 million. We plan to use some of the city street sales tax because we do have to replace some of that existing pavement. We also will have some water and sanitary sewer lines and stormwater work there. We're also planning to utilize some economic development infrastructure monies for this particular area. We had three bids on this particular portion of the project. And the low bid was submitted by Wildcat Construction, just over $7.5 million. The engineering estimate was nearly $8.8 million, so a really good bid there. And we're anxious to get that kind of what I'll call the West End anchor to the North Campus Corridor. There's some nice improvements on the athletic side, obviously, which they're excited about because their master plan for that whole athletic complex corner, and it's a gateway to the university and to athletics. So the new lighting, new streetscaping, new signage, all of that are big components of that to really upgrade the quality of that corridor to be a multimodal and pedestrian-friendly area as well. And that whole plan then continues on to the east, all the way to North Manhattan eventually.
Cosmetically, it looks like a great project here. It's going to really enhance the whole area. And I know the functionality is going to be much improved as well. You mentioned it being kind of an economic driver for the community. What's the opportunity for retail in that area? Is there any?
Probably very little. So, you know, it's not really zoned for that. It's more of a business commercial type park as far as, you know, there will be some support services potential. So obviously, like the second foundation building that's been put in place that has a restaurant, that sort of thing, but not on any large scale. I mean, really the focus there, because most of that is university land, will have a university partnership focus. But certainly the model shows for the opportunity for corporate partnerships with the university and the community to be able to grow jobs in that corridor, and there are, that's already happening. Clearly, over at the K-State Research Park along North Manhattan, you see the construction of the Kansas Department of Agricultural Labs that's underway. There's certainly a lot more opportunity in the research park and there, and all along that corridor to. But a lot of the focus is also on safety for the roadway itself, a future project that we'll anticipate receiving a KDOT grant from to help us with is the section between North Manhattan and Kimball we call straightening the curve. Right now, those traffic lanes are pretty minimal width, and they need to be widened. And so we're anxiously waiting that. So a lot of accidents in that corridor, and because there's no turning lanes, no deceleration lanes, and so there's a lot of rear-end accidents. And I think in that whole corridor, there's been three fatalities and, you know, over 50 accidents in the past 10 years.
Mm. Yeah, that's too many. Let's get to a caller here. We got Robert from Manhattan on the line. Good morning.
Thank you for bringing up so many talking points. With the voters speaking their will about the little sales tax increase, one of the things we need to curtail is that maintenance facility that was going to be placed down on the river. From the site there, we don't need to pay Carl for the land or Westar for the land and then put in $100,000 of the fill to get it up. It'll still be floodplain, and we don't need to be putting our fire engines and graders and snow plows and other equipment to be repaired down there at risk in a floodplain. With speaking of the North Corridor, of course, I'd want you to take that $100,000 and put up a Butler building out at the county yard, and so you'd have access to those northern air service areas that you're going to provide for the residents here in town. Just something else to consider about the voters have tried to speak to you about the ways your developments are making unintended consequences in the, and it will and can flood, just like we lost the two police cars over at Garden Way in the flood. We can also lose all the equipment down there at the sewer treatment plant if you build that repair facility in an area that has unintended consequences. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. I don't necessarily agree with you on the maintenance site. I mean, all of the area in East Manhattan, Walmart, Menards, everything out there is intentionally in the floodplain. It's all protected by the flood levy, and there are grading requirements. That Westar substation is a huge piece of infrastructure that's right next to that. So the commission has authorized purchase of the land. We think it is a suitable location, and obviously we would provide the necessary protections there. But everything out in that area is somewhat in the floodplain. But your point about the actual floodplain for that location, it is authorized to allow that fill. Again, it's inside the levee and protected. And so part of the levee improvements are to put an additional floodgate so that the danger you get from, and most of the reason it's in the floodplain is from when the gates are shut and you have water that's falling inside the bathtub and you need to pump it through. So I think the location is a good location for the future service of Manhattan, and certainly you know, all of the items that were on the point three for the most part had multiple funding sources, and the point three was a part of a gap filler. And so the commission at its first work session in January is going to be talking about opportunities to fill those gaps as a result of that. But that particular one isn't on the sources, and tonight they're talking about things on the North Campus corridor. But we appreciate the comments.
Yeah, one question I just thought of here with these improvements on the North Campus corridor. This will probably be done in phases, I'd imagine, because you got the hospital right there, and you don't want to cut off access there.
Absolutely. The whole North Campus corridor is about 15 phases long. We've done about five of them already. So we've done two phases on North Manhattan. We coordinated with the county and did two phases on North Denison and Marlette Avenue. Those have been completed, and now we've done a partial phase with the underground burial of the electrical lines and other utilities on College, and that's part of the intersection improvements that's already been awarded as well.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. More with Ron Fear, city manager, after this on News Radio KMAN.